A Syrian ambassador to the United Nations that you just saw, Bashar al-Jafari, says the Western support for terrorism in Syria has backfired on France. Now, Jafari said the recent terrorist attacks in Paris has been carried out by terrorists who previously enjoyed the backing of Western and French officials.
We have repeatedly said and warned the French government about working with the terrorists, about manipulating the terrorists. And we told them, one day it will return to you. France today is paying the price of its unprofessional politics with regard to the Syrian crisis. The current Prime Minister of France used to be Minister of Interior 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he said that, you know what, I cannot, as a Minister of Interior, prevent the French jihadists from going to Syria to fulfill their jihad. Mm-hmm. He didn't say terrorist, he said jihadist.
Yeah.
The French Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fabius, said something worse in 2012. He said that the Islamist jihadists are doing well in Syria. Today, the jihadists, what Fabius used to call them, Fabius and the Prime Minister of France used to call them 2 years ago, jihadists, now they call them terrorists. Because today they are killing French people. But when they used to kill Syrian people, they were considered jihadists. So it's time maybe for France to make its own mea culpa and shift from its wrong policies towards Syria.
Hagop Venissian has been a photographer for over 10 years. Most of his artwork has focused on documenting everyday life in his hometown of Aleppo, the second largest city in Syria. His recent exhibition focused on how his hometown has been destroyed by terrorism. The photographs highlighted how war and destruction has become part of everyday life in the Syrian city of Aleppo.
There's a time even in Aleppo was under siege. We didn't find food to eat. There's nothing even, you can't find even a piece of chocolate in the shops. The babies haven't milk for 1 month. Till now, there's no electricity in Aleppo. There's no water in Aleppo. There's 3 million people living there without electricity in this cold weather. Their situation is very bad.
The Syrian mission to the United Nations sponsored the exhibition, showing the photographs in the Secretariat building of the UN headquarters. The exhibition went forward despite efforts by U.S.-backed Syrian opposition groups to have the display canceled. Vanisian says his photographs are about humanity, not politics.
I'm an artist.
Sure.
I'm a photographer.
Right.
And I want to stay like this because I don't understand in politics. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to bring voice of these people to hold the world with my exhibition. That's it.
Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari says the exhibition was an important breakthrough at the United Nations.
It's important because it shows to the public opinion, to the diplomats, to the journalists, to the academics, the real truth about what is taking place in Aleppo, what the terrorist groups are doing, how they destroyed the city.
A number of people attended the reception and saw close up the direct impact of a campaign of violence, which has been funded and facilitated by Saudi Arabia, Britain, and the United States. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.